local non-league action, but first let's cross back over to Moss Road with Jason Harrison. He's joined by Stags boss Paul Holland.
Paul, 0-0 today. Your thoughts on today's game?
Not a classic by any stretch of the imagination. I think we're a little bit disappointed, obviously, to come away with a point. We would have preferred to come away with three, but you say the same things every week. We've got to try and be positive about it. We've got two home games now. We need to win both games. If we win both games, I'm sure we'll be going to Dagenham ahead of Dagenham.
Came here, bossed it for great periods. Were you disappointed that there weren't so many clear-cut opportunities made by Mansfield Town this afternoon?
Yeah, Macclesfield are an organised team. They're very, very big. And we know what to expect from them. I thought we did enough to win the game. But at the end of the day, you're chasing the game and you don't want to lose it, because that point could be vital come the end of the season.
It means a 4-point gap to safety with three to play. You're still there saying the two wins at home that are coming up now, Rotherham and Shrewsbury, will get us there and get us safe again.
Well, you look at Dagenham's next two games. They've got Rotherham away and Darlington away. So if we go, we're 4 points behind. If we win a home game and draw a home game, then we'll go to Dagenham, level on points with Dagenham with a better goal difference.
You just need something to happen, don't you? Go Mansfield's way, a little bit of luck to turn their way, ball going to the back of the net by fortuitous circumstances. Of course, you didn't get any of that today, did you? For all the effort, like on the Stockport game on Wednesday, the performances have been there, but just not getting what they probably deserve.
I thought today we looked very, very tired as a team. I think Wednesday night took a lot out of us. I'm going to have a hard think what we're going to do this week, because it is a massive game. It is the biggest game next Saturday in Mansfield Town history, the players are going to have to stand up and be counted next Saturday, and I can't have any people negative around me now. We've got to be positive. I want the fans to be positive. If they're going to have a go at anybody, have a go at me. We need everybody behind the team 100%.
You had to play players out there that probably weren't fit today. Gareth Jellyman, I know there was a problem with Mickey Boulding as well before the game, but they had to go out there. Neither of them got a full 90 today.
Yeah, you look at Gels, shouldn't have started really, but he wanted to give it a go, and the same as Mickey Boulding. Mickey had a fitness test at the hotel, and it was still 50-50 by the time he got to the ground, but that shows the character of the lads. They wanted to get us out of the hole that we're in, but we can still get out of it.
What are the problems with Gareth and Mickey? Are they going to be okay for Saturday?
It's going to be a long week of treatment ahead for them. They're very, very important players to us. Obviously, Mickey's your top scorer. Little things have happened, Bucko being out, Dell's getting injured. But, we've got to ride them problems and come out the other side of it.
Interesting as well that we saw Keith Alexander. He was going for the win today. 0-0 is a strange one, isn't it? Because it doesn't help Mansfield Town a great deal. Macclesfield, it doesn't get them safe.
I think at the end of the game, last 15-20 minutes, there was only really one team looking to win it. They were much happier with the point than what we were. You've got to be careful. We've got a lot of youngsters out there who've played a lot of football, and they look a bit mentally tired and physically tired coming the last 15-20 minutes of the game. So, it could be a valuable point come the end of the season. That's how we've got to look at it. There's no point in being down. I could go in there and, give them a bit of a telling off or whatever, but I'm not going to get anything out of the players by doing that. We've got to be positive.
Is that the case that any other time of the season, a 0-0 draw at Macclesfield will be considered a good result?
I think at the start of the season, I would have took a few more 0-0s away from home. But we've got to go now with two very, very important home games against teams that are struggling at the minute. So, we've got to be positive. We've got to be positive.
I know you've dubbed it the Great Escape. You're calling for the fans and everything. Massive, massive 3 weeks coming up now for Mansfield Town. The biggest 3 months in their, 3 weeks in their, 77-year Football League history.
Yeah, it's, as I say, everything around the football club this week has got to be positive. I think that I've got to be positive. The staff around me has got to be positive. The players will be positive. Now we need the fans to be positive. Obviously they're disappointed. They look at the table. We're 4 points adrift with three games to go, but I think it can change a lot.
Thanks, Dutch.
No problem at all.
Saturday Sport on Mansfield 103.2.
Mansfield 103.2's Jason Harrison there speaking to Paul Holland after the Stags 0-0 draw with Macclesfield to the Stags, 4 points adrift after they